What the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah, I think they were just scared of losing people.
Right.
Like, because they knew, they definitely ran it on PS4 and Xbox.
Yeah.
They knew it ran like that, but they didn't want to lose the immediate sales, I think.
Right, right.
Which is bad. Like, that's bad transparency.
It's not
that's
smart.
That's like no transparency.
We've been waiting this long. Just make us wait another month or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Like, say, look, guys.
That being
we're going to release the PC
wait.
Version because
right.
it's running really well,
right.
but we can't release a console yet. Mm-hmm. But PS4, they patched like in days.
Oh,
within
yeah.
days.
Yeah, that just happened.
And my buddy who has a PS4, he was like, yeah, it runs super well now.
Right.
It looks great.
Right.
Like, it used to look like a Nintendo 64 game on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Does it still look pretty bad on yours?
I mean, I don't know. Like, fuck. That's not even what I cared about. I just wanted to play
but
the
like,
fucking game.
That's part of the appeal is, like, how real it looks and how
right.
crazy it looks.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Okay. cheers.
Oh, we got to take our shots.
Oh, yeah. Today, thank you. Oh, wait. And we're back.
Woo!
Cal, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too.
We're going to take shots of the Barstool Pink Whitney.
Fuck Barstool.
Why?
They suck.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Solid. I don't like them.
Okay. Not bad.
Ugh.
Not bad.
I hate it. Shit.
Brick City, just like when
hey,
we played 2K.
Who beat you in 2K right after that? In a nail biting match, by the way.
I'm just saying, no one saw it.
The 3-pointer to win the game, dude.
Of course, we're referring
to your ass.
Right after my dominant performance on the live stream.
Yeah.
Where I handily gave you that work money.
Well, hey, now we're 2-2.
That is true.
And guess what? I'm coming for your ass today.
Wow. Best
coming
of
for
five?
Your ass.
I don't believe
best
it.
Best of seven.
Ooh, okay. We just run a whole playoff series.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're going down.
Welcome back, everybody.
So glad to be here.
Yeah.
Glad
fresh
you're back.
Fresh off the live stream, kind of.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a great time.
A fucking blast.
Yeah. Shout out to Mahad.
Mahad.
He was up all night.
Yes,
in Pakistan.
Mahad in Pakistan. That's
just
our fucking guy.
Having a great time.
Everyone.
Jackbox.
We had Argentina covered. Pakistan.
Yeah.
Germany.
Boom. We're worldwide, bitch.
Mr. International.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Misters.
Misters.
Hello.
International.
Come on, dude. It's a duo here. Misters Internationals.
I'm trying to think. Just a couple of international guys.
A couple of international
Misters.
Little boys here.
Yeah. What can we say?
Yeah.
As always, glad to see you.
Glad to see you.
Glad to see y'all. But yeah, the live stream was a fucking blast.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a little jokey joke box, getting lit.
Can't wait to play, or can't wait to do more of that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like we do one a month.
Yeah.
Until we get a little bit bigger, and then we do one a day.
Yeah. You just live here now. We wake up at like 8 a.m. Like, all right, here we go.
Time to stream it.
Another stream.
Woo! No, but that really was one of the true joys.
It was great.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Great way to like kind of cap off the 2020 year.
Absolutely.
For us and for
y'all.
Shitty
year. Good time though.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We had a great time.
Thank you for everyone who tuned in. It was so great to talk to y'all. Kind of.
And shameless plug, I did get asked this question, but I'm going to be streaming some games.
Let's go.
So look forward to that.
Yeah.
It'll probably already have happened by this.
You gonna call yourself
out?
Kenja? Ninja with a C?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it
Kenja
a lot.
Ninja Cal.
Yes. Yeah. Ninja Cal. Now I'm not gonna try and word combination. Ninja Cal. Narsons? Whatever. Fuck it. I tried. Yeah, but no. It was too much fun. I keep running it back in my head. What I can remember, what I can piece together that we did. It was just fantastic.
And for those
so
that were, and for those that were there and that are listening right now, right before the stream, I'm talking a minute before the stream, MJ looked at me and he was like, I did half a tab of acid before this. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me
just
right now?
Just to get a little weird.
Just a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I hope y'all loved
the wig. That was a big moment for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. First time we actually got to have like a back and forth with the community.
That was great. Yeah.
We're going to keep growing it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this during the live stream and then the days passed or the days since. What would we call our community?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Little Ritos? Little Ritos?
No. I'm cool with calling them just idiots right now.
Ooh. Yeah,
what's up,
our idiots?
Fucking idiots.
Well,
listening to this
that's
garbage.
Aggressive. That's aggressive. And we appreciate you guys. And I don't
except
condone
Brandon.
That.
We don't like Brandon.
No, Brandon, you got to get
fuck
quit.
Off.
Yeah, I'm... He wasn't
Stop
at the stream.
Listening. No, yeah, he wasn't at the stream. Where the fuck were you,
fuck
Brandon?
Fuck you, Donnie.
Oh, we're getting personal. I was just like saying a Brandon.
Yeah, just Brandon's the, Donnie, yeah. No matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fuck Brandon and fuck Donnie.
No, just Donnie. Brandon okay. is Donnie. Fuck you, Donnie. You know who I'm talking to. No, nah, but seriously, love you, Donnie. You're great.
Yeah. Also, shout out, a couple of my friends showed up.
That was
stream.
Sick.
That was great. Yeah.
Shout out to... Tycoon for
providing the soundtrack of the stream,
pretty much the whole stream until we put on whatever that was that
whatever
I thought
FB playlist was.
Wow.
I didn't even listen to it.
How high was I to put that?
You were high.
Yeah, it was pretty high.
It's okay.
Yeah, and being high is okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
In moderation. Everything in moderation, even moderation. Right?
No.
Oh,
weed is so bad for you.
Weed?
How dare you? Smoke such a
You're
illegal
right.
awful substance for you
it's so bad.
You know it's a gateway drug, dude.
To what?
To everything. You're gonna be doing heroin in like a week.
What?
Yeah,
but look at Joe Rogan's.
Joe Rogan's,
yeah.
Did you just give him an S at the end of his name?
Yeah, he deserves it. He's that important.
He's multiple people.
Yeah, he and we talked about this. Biggest podcast in LA, buddy.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. LFG.
Hey, we hit 20,000 streams last week and 1,000 followers on Spotify.
We're about
we
to be at 21.
Say, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Thank everyone.
I want to thank
everyone for listening and enjoying.
This is the part
our...
where we because, you know, not everyone got to the stream, but this is the part where we appreciate all the fans. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
You're the only reason that any
honestly,
of this even works.
The people that didn't watch the stream, you're the smart ones.
You, no.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
No, I do not agree with that.
No.
I learned German while we were...
You learned Guten Tag.
Hey.
A word that you already knew.
Hey. I think, is it two words? I guess it's one word.
They were saying it with two words.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
You ever watch Dark?
Yes, we've talked about Dark, dude.
Okay.
I've seen season one.
Kanye should have done the... The costume design for that.
Yeah. It would have been really cool. Yeah. Yeah.
This is me not remembering
it's anything. Callback.
Callback. Hey.
It's callback.
Hey. Hey, Kanye should do that.
Yeah. Hey, people love us for our references, dude. Like, that's why people listen to us, for our references.
That's got to be it.
That's another reference to...
How about... okay, so we're done. Live stream is great. Look out for more. We're going to keep doing it.
We can't wait for more.
Oh, my God. It's
going to
be so
fun.
Good. We got just a blowout 2021, like, New Year's... Live stream, fucking
heroin,
strippers,
male
and female,
yeah,
non-binary,
yeah,
just all included,
yeah,
a buffet,
yeah,
no masks, no one's wearing a mask. It's gonna be crazy.
I don't think we have the room in here for that, buddy.
That's what makes it even more exciting.
I'll have to be like, Remy, look. We're using
the
whole house.
About 40 people.
We're going to have like 30 cameras in the house. All right.
And there's going to be 40 people in this office. Tight.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Banger party.
We are. This is Christmas week.
It sure is.
Wow.
Wow.
Have you gotten anyone anything?
Yeah. I'm done now.
Wow.
Yeah. Except I got to get yours. I'm just gonna get you like a thing of alcohol.
I was staring at a Billie Eilish calendar this morning.
You should have done it.
I was like, I think Cal needs that. Yeah, the 2021 Billie Eilish. Don't worry, Dude, might have already gotten it.
Why didn't I think of that?
Might have already gotten it. Just saying. Just saying. We don't talk about her anymore. Where'd she go?
She still sucks.
Goddamn right. Cheers to that, brother. See, we tackle titans. That's what we do.
We take down the big guys.
We believe in attack. Wait, is it attack on titan?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Attack. Were you about to say attack the titans?
Attack the titans. Nah.
It's not as hard.
It really isn't.
Attack on titan.
Attack on titan.
Like yeah. The idea of titan.
Yeah. All right. Well, Billie Eilish, fuck you.
Fuck you, Billie Eilish.
But seriously, if you want to be on the podcast, you can come on.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
We also fuck.
I love your music. Okay. I think you're fantastic.
Yeah.
Doing a bit.
Yeah.
Playing the heel.
Yeah. You know, that's all we do. It's all a bit. It's all jokes. It's all fun and games.
No, but I was in, I went to a Staples this morning.
Riveting.
Heather had to get
riveting
some stuff.
Riveting story.
And I never realized how, like, I just got the stickiest little, like, just not sticky fingers, like I'm stealing shit, but like everything I see, I'm like, I want. I see this like multi pack of Sharpies, and I'm like,
yeah,
I kind of want that.
I might need Sharpies.
Right, right. And yeah. Heather's like, when would you ever use those? I was like, I don't know. I might get artistic one day. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But I was like, I wanted everything in there.
Yeah.
I needed none of it.
Staples makes you want to be organized.
It does.
Like, oh man, you know, I gotta organize my life, man.
Right.
I gotta get like filing cabinets and like staplers.
Why wouldn't I need 1,000 post-its?
Yeah.
Because I could put them all over the place. I'd never forget anything.
I need to remember things.
I have to remember this.
Yeah.
I was looking at notebooks. Gotta get a new joke book. Gotta start doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Staples was interesting because I was like, and then as I'm walking through it, I was like, I could just knock out Heather's Christmas right here.
Really?
Oh, she loves that shit.
She loves Staples?
Well, just like arts and crafts stuff, organization stuff, pens. Yeah,
pens.
That's her jam.
She loves pens?
I am not that guy, but I am that guy, apparently. I was actually mesmerized by Staples.
Dude, whenever I'm in like a Best Buy, like a tech store, I'm just like, huh, I need all of this.
Of course I need a keyboard.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I need a Casio keyboard?
Oh, man. You know, I could really use like a lap like stand for my keyboard and mouse in case I'm gaming on the couch.
You could actually need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
I started liking playing Cyberpunk on a mouse and keyboard.
Oh, my God. Cyberpunk's out.
Oh my God, Cyberpunk's out. Guys, we haven't hyped this yet.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We were talking about, let's stay on Christmas. Stay on Christmas.
Okay. We'll talk about Cyberpunk in a bit.
Christmas. Staying on Christmas. We did gifts. Kinda. I still have so much to do. I'm last minute, always. At the point now.
You know,
I'm
every delivery driver hates you right now.
Well, I'm just.
Like, God damn it.
Hey, man. Hey, I didn't tell you to take the job.
Wow.
I'm just telling you to do it.
Wow.
Playing the heel.
Wow, dude.
But seriously, I know it fucking sucks. I feel so bad for these guys.
No. I knew it was a joke.
They're running around. They're running their asses off. They're doing God's work out there. Completely. I mean, Bezos is Santa now, and he sends the elves
pretty
out to
much
do the work.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, fuck that. I'm staying home. Papa Bezos Claus. Jeff Claus.
Like, why hasn't Santa ever thought of that? Like, you know, I could just send my elves out and just chill.
Because he's a narcissist.
That's true.
It's gotta be about Santa. It's all me with that guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck Santa.
Fuck that guy.
What an asshole.
Ooh. You know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should do some Christmas jokes. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Because we talked about it.
We did.
You
I just didn't prepare any. That's my thing. It's like, I'm just going to be reading off internet jokes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's gonna just be lame to get, as fuck.
But
just to get into the spirit.
Yeah. I
in
say
the spirit, the Christmas spirit.
Let's make it a fun drinking game.
Okay.
Every time one of us laughs, even if it's for our own jokes, we have to drink.
I am so in. All right. I'm gonna be blackout because these jokes are hilarious.
Guys, I'm just gonna read off a website pretty much. I hope you guys are okay with that.
All right.
Because guess what? I'm not creative or funny.
Yes, he is definitely creative. I don't know about funny. I'm just joking.
What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
What?
Frostbite. You're not laughing, though.
I'm smirking.
That's not... MJ, these are dangerous rules you're setting for yourself, right?
Dead inside. All right.
Fuck, I laughed.
There, yeah, see? Got him. All right. Why does the drone strike survivor that lost his feet get so many kisses on Christmas?
Why?
Because he's mistletoed. You get it?
That's so fucked up.
I wrote these.
I chuckled.
These are tasteless, by the way. Cows are cute. Mine are all just...
Everyone knows MJ's sense of humor at this point. It's
absolutely
okay.
Tasteless. You're up.
God,
I've got some cute ones in here, though.
God damn it.
I've got some cuties in here.
What do snowmen eat for lunch?
What?
Ice burgers or burritos?
All right, I'll drink on that. That's good. I like the burritos because, you know, staying with the
Well, it's not my own joke. I'm stealing. I'm a joke thief.
Well, whoever. Yeah, all right, Mencia. All right, here's a cute one. Why is Christmas Rihanna's favorite holiday?
Why?
All of the lights, all of the lights. That's fun. It's not funny, but it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a fun one. Yeah. I love lights. I love Christmas lights. I think Christmas lights just bring me
joy.
Some kind of comfort and
joy. Have you seen that thing in Burbank?
Comfort and joy. What?
There's like this, you know, you drive through the lights kind of thing.
Oh, no. I've done like a Christmas drive-through, though. Where you drive to like a park and it's like all...
Right, that's what this is.
Okay.
It's insane.
I want to see the Burbank one.
Yeah.
We went to one that was like $40 each and it wasn't even going to like the music or anything that they were playing on the radio. It was just kind of like
doesn't work.
Some sets.
That's unacceptable.
I was like, this is kind of lame. $40.
Talk about lame. More jokes.
Let's go.
Yep.
Who is Santa's least favorite reindeer?
Huh.
Rudolph. Fucking asshole.
It's the delivery. The delivery is key.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Let's see. Ooh. Why does Santa never have to worry about his old lady leaving him?
Why?
Because she loves sitting on the North Pole. All right.
Hell yeah. You sit on that pole.
Yikes.
Got him.
I said they were going to be horrifying. These are just uncomfortable and not good.
God damn it. I laugh now. What do you call Santa when he's got no money?
What do you call him?
Saint Nicholas. You know, there's a coin shortage going on. That's why he's
all right.
That's why he's
relevant.
Struggling.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Topical.
Yeah. I'm getting MJ good today. You know,
that
I follow
good.
Up the joke with
that
another joke.
Yeah. See, well, that's the key. It's bang, 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 bang. Just
bang.
This was one. I just don't feel like I should say that.
I think I know which one you're talking about. MJ kind of ran through me the jokes that he was writing.
I just
like,
kind of shopped a few of them. Oh, no, this is a cute
shop
one.
Them. Shop them.
No, this is a cute one. Why does Christmas last so long for the Dalai Lama?
Why?
Because he's always present.
It's beautiful.
Isn't that good?
We love the Dalai Lama.
We love him.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
What did the sea say to Santa while he was flying over the sea or the ocean?
I don't know.
Nothing. It just waved.
Ha ha. Ha ha. All right. Fair enough.
I can hold in my laughs better than you, bitch. It's fucking right.
What does Chinese Santa give America for being naughty?
Here we go.
COVID-19.
I hate that joke. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much. That is I hate it. man, I gotta drink a lot for that one.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You left your book here, by the way.
All right. Yeah, I gotta remember.
Maybe I
that.
Should read it.
You should read that. That's a good one.
Hmm.
Just collection stories.
Collection.
All right, one more each. Let's all do right. it.
Well, I gotta find a banger. All right. What does Santa clean his sleigh with?
What?
Sanitizer.
Topical. Fantastic. I'm not gonna laugh.
You're gonna do an honorary.
I am gonna drink. Yeah. I do.
Well,
like
guess
that
what, MJ? That I stole that joke. I'm not creative or funny.
I don't agree. I think you're creative.
Fuck you.
All right. What do you call sweating while you're bombing telling hack jokes on Christmas?
I don't know what.
A hacky Christmas sweater. Cheers, buddy. Merry
cheers.
Christmas.
It's the end of this White Claw.
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, look for that. Our first merch
fuck.
Drop.
Another brick.
That was an air ball. That wasn't even close. We're working on our first merch. We're going to have hacky Christmas sweaters coming out.
Oh, dude. That
look
would be
that.
Amazing.
Look for that. Yeah. But we did.
Next year.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
we'll
something we're
going to
work on
Christmas
next year.
Hacky Christmas sweaters coming
yes.
out. Do not steal that idea. What's today's date? The 16th?
Yeah.
This is the 16th of December,
yeah.
2020. You see someone come out with that shit.
That was us.
That was us. We did that. Do not
fuck
steal
you.
That. Or at least cut us in on it. I'll take 10% well, of
I'll,
whatever you
I'll
make.
I'll take 30.
There it is. Cal gets 30 and I get 10, which actually deservedly so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
So we did our, let's see now. Oh. Cal.
Yeah.
Great jokes, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I came up with them on my own.
You're a genius.
Yeah.
What can we say?
Thank you.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
What is the elephant in the room?
You're not going to believe this. Elephant, come on in.
Oh, my God.
There's, a guy.
There's an elephant in here.
No. So, Cyberpunk. We've been at it. It's happened. We waited so long. For you.
For me, fuck yeah.
So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to let you wax poetic about your gaming experience with Cyberpunk because
okay.
you covered all your bases.
Yeah.
You had the fucking performance PC. You got it. That's what they were looking for. You were their target demo, which doesn't make any sense because they made a lot of money off of rubes like me who thought they were going to get a great gaming experience
well,
on a previous generation console. So I'm gonna let you go first and then I'm going to
well
have I'm gonna speak my truth.
Well, your problem is that's what happens when you have a company that's just not transparent at all about the nature or the state of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
They didn't know, or they did know,
yeah,
they fully knew,
yeah,
that it
wouldn't
run very well,
yeah.
And like initially,
right,
on these last gen consoles,
right,
and they just did it anyway, and then a couple days later they're like, we're so sorry that it doesn't run well. It's like, come on, you did, you knew this whole time,
right,
and you decided not to say anything, have people pay for your game, and then get extremely disappointed.
I mean, but it is like, you have to think, the majority of your consumers are on last gen.
So many people have PS4s
it's
and Xbox
so hard
ones.
To get a fucking PS5 or an Xbox Series X.
Or to pay for a, like,
I mean, the,
tricked
yeah, the,
out
which
PC.
I think that was what everyone, I mean, ultimately, that's what the game was supposed to be
ultimately,
played on.
Ultimately, yes.
Performance PC.
It's meant to be played on a crazy,
yeah, like a high performance
PC.
Yeah, right. But
yeah,
that being said, like, you know that, like, that's a niche audience.
Yeah.
It's beautiful for, you know, that group.
Yeah.
But like the bulk of your consumers have an Xbox One or a PS4, because it's so hard to get these next gen consoles, because you're releasing in December.
Yeah. And it makes you think that's probably why they didn't say anything.
Right.
They wanted those console gamers to rack that shit up.
100%.
And
I was waiting fucking days before. I was the second I could install this bitch, I got it in.
Yeah.
And then little did I know.
Everyone was excited. My buddy who has a PS4 was so excited. And he was like, it crashes.
I got to let you talk
I
had first,
four
though.
Crashes.
I got to let you. All right. So now let's talk about how great it is.
Okay. All right, it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I have such a good time playing. I'm addicted at this point.
Stunning.
Literally, I don't want to talk to you right now. I want to play Cyberpunk 2077. It's fucking incredible.
Like, I love that.
Like, and the thing is, like, when you have a PC like this, you can crank up a lot of these random settings that at the end of the day don't really make the game better, like play-wise, like it doesn't make the gameplay better, but it makes the world look so lived in and like real.
Really?
Okay. Like there's a setting for level of detail. Like in this game, there's graffiti on all of the walls.
Right.
There's vending machines with all kinds of little things you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
There's advertisements playing on massive holograms and TVs all over the city and neon lights everywhere. It's like, That was the selling point for me, at least while playing this game, was like, I loved just driving around and seeing all these beautiful cityscapes.
Right. Right. Oh yeah. The world.
Yeah.
I mean, even on, you know, my bugged out fucking Xbox nonsense, the scale, the scope, you know, when you're driving around or you're just like experiencing the world, it's insane. I mean, you feel tiny.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's really cool.
It really is cool, yeah.
Because you're seeing these towering skyscrapers everywhere when you're in the middle of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you're outside of it, you just see it in the distance.
Haven't done that yet. Haven't gotten out of the city yet.
Oh, man.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Even when you're like kind of in the city, like if you go to Japantown, and because almost every little sector is almost kind of separated by this river. So you go over a bridge.
Yeah.
And when you're like on the shore of that river and you see the other side, it's just massive.
Absolutely.
And that one of the things that I think some people were like let down by, because if you go on the Cyberpunk like subreddit, which I haven't personally, but I've heard about it a lot, people are complaining incessantly about how disappointing it is. But that's because they set their expectations like unreasonably high for this game. And they were like, oh, we're gonna be able to like even choose our own career paths, and
right,
the world is gonna be like, oh, it's gonna be so real, I'm gonna be able to talk to any street vendor and buy anything I want. And it's like, that's just too much data.
But also, I mean, it's like, because I've also read a handful of articles that were written about how the world seems so big, and then like you find out it's just kind of like a movie set, you know, it's not as, you know, interactive and blah blah blah. But like that game, what's the game you were talking about that you used in comparison?
No Man's Sky.
So No Man's Sky, give it time.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, like, you look at what they've done with DLCs with GTA.
Oh yeah.
Imagine what this game's gonna be,
dude,
at peak performance. This I actually think that this world could like change gaming.
I think it already has.
Yeah, I actually think that at its peak it could be like the, you know, like the most important, but like a very important stepping stone in gaming, because it's fucking dope. And I'm playing it on this bugged out bullshit, and it's like stopping on me and it's booted me off.
Yeah.
Like three or four times.
It happens to PS4 players too.
Just straight. Now I'm looking at the home screen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Never during a mission, for whatever reason, the missions I'm getting through, then I get in my car or on whatever bike or I do something.
Yeah.
It just buzzes out and boots me.
It can't handle it.
Yeah.
Because it's open worlds now have to be like a seamless transition between, because you can't just have loading screens. You know, you can't go through a door and there's be a loading screen. You
ton
load the next
of
space.
Loading screens, man. I'm staring at black for too long. Just nothing. When you see it loading up in the top corner, I'm just like,
like this game.
Oh my God.
This game at the end of the day is just not meant for a disk hard drive to run it. Because it's just not, it's not possible. Like I have really fast solid state drives on my computer. That's why I can just run. It can just go. Yeah. No loading screens at all.
Yeah.
But
that would be dope.
Oh, it, there's none.
Because like, yeah, none that would be, I mean, that's got to be, so there's a gaming experience and then there's like an immersion experience.
Yeah.
And like in an immersion experience, you would expect to just seamlessly move from moment to moment.
Yeah.
Like there's no bullshit. Right now, I'm literally gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, not
like you're waiting for, just
lack
for
of
like
a better
the,
term.
The shootouts.
Exactly. No, like, well, no, I'll walk out of a room and it's just like black screen, load bar.
No way.
Oh, it's awful.
Holy shit.
Like even in between conversations and shit.
That's insane.
So all of the cutscenes and everything, it's just like,
yeah,
what am I even doing
it's
right
just,
now?
It's not built for that.
You're
it's really not.
Right.
It's and as in the brand of Cyberpunk is like so futuristic. Well, you need that kind of insane
That's
hardware
you
to
want.
Run it.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, the PC is not without problems too. Like there's bugs on it too. Like it's not finished.
Right.
You know, it's hasn't been a finished game this whole time. Like I've gotten bugs, like I was playing one of the main story missions and I had to get in this elevator to go up to do the next thing. And the NPC or like the enemy that had like the key was stuck in the elevator and was like clipping in and out.
No.
So I just kept shooting him like whenever he popped up and eventually he would like die, but then his body was like not there. But then my character just like got the key. He didn't even like I couldn't go see the body,
go
but
over,
it just popped
take
in.
The, take it off the body.
I
yeah.
was, but then I was just able to go to the next part. But I was like, that's not good because that's supposed to be like a mini boss.
Right.
That I just could just shoot while it's stuck in an elevator.
Yeah.
You know what
I had
mean?
I had seen a handful of the bugs that people had walked around in the world and screenshotted and this and that. And I was like, nah, you know, I'm playing it. I'm like, nah, none of that's happening to me.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm walking down a hallway like, and there's just a cell phone
floating. Yeah.
And I was like,
that's happened to me too.
I was like, what is happening right now?
Well,
and then sure as shit. Now I'm looking at the home screen. I was like, God damn it.
See, and like,
I'm not going to quit on this game.
Yeah. And like tiny bugs,
I
like
will
that,
not quit.
Where it's like a floating phone. Those don't bother me.
No.
Cause like, you're not going to be able to get all these bugs out.
There's all kinds of crazy shit that happens in these games.
Yeah. And, I guess for me though, it's been great.
Yeah.
The world looks beautiful.
Yes.
The story and the characters are so well written. Mm-hmm. The side missions are fucking cool as hell.
Fun.
Yeah, I've been having a great time.
Yeah.
I can't stop playing it.
Yeah.
I'm over 30 hours at this point.
Jesus.
Just fucking dove right in.
I'm like 5 or 6. You know, I got to the point where we were talking about where you
just can't.
You get the chip and then blah, 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 and then blah, blah, blah. And now it's just like there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do all this side stuff. I'm gonna just run around.
Yeah.
But
what's interesting to me,
it's not going to work for me if I have to keep fucking reloading or constantly saving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I get the checkpoint. That's great. But like I have to almost like constantly be quick saving.
Oh, me too, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm dying all the time.
Oh, okay.
My character's not. I haven't built my character to be a combat extensive person.
Mm.
I've learned now that stealth is very diminishing in terms of the returns you get from like leveling stealth.
Not so much ROI.
No.
Yeah.
And it's because stealth, it's like they add a lot of multipliers when you hit someone while in stealth. But what happens when they die and everyone detects you? You know, you're not.
Right.
You don't have those multipliers
because they
anymore.
Like want you to like pick the body up or throw it away and do this. But they're in like a lot of that going on, especially when you're in like these like crowded, very like tense. Like, combat moments.
It's like I can't just shoot a guy because then everyone will see and start looking for me.
Right.
And then I'm not in stealth.
Silencers
anymore.
On guns.
You can get silencers.
Okay, yeah.
But the thing is, and there's multipliers for silencers too. It's like for stealth at least. And but then at that point, it's like, well, when I'm out of stealth and want to just fight people, I lose all of those bonuses and I'm weak as hell and I just die.
Right.
So right. I'm starting to like level back. I'm only leveling like I'm trying to become a really good hacker mm-hmm. in the game, mm-hmm. like intelligence, hack people's cyberware,
yeah,
and like deactivate their bonuses so I can just like kill them.
Right.
And they're just standing there like, oh, I can't do anything.
Right.
Because some characters that you're fighting have powers, like cyber powers. They can dash all around and like teleport and
what?
Like they can hack your brain.
Spoilers, by the way.
I mean, it's just that's just gameplay, though. It's just it's fun gameplay.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I but what I but to go back to the expansion point mm-hmm. that we were talking about, mm-hmm. I'm encountering there's I've encountered hundreds of doors in this game. That are just locked. Like you can't open them yet. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like
yeah.
you see that there's potential for them to just keep adding more.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
like they're kind of teasing it.
Right.
Because right. there's all of these buildings, like these skyscrapers are like, you go up to a door and it's like, you can't open it. It's locked.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's nothing else other than that.
But there is, you can see that there's the option.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. they're kind of toying around with the idea.
So
yeah.
it's either you get a quest later that opens that door
right.
or they
right.
will open all of these doors later when they
yeah. Yeah.
make more
when the
of
world's
it.
Ready.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. It's like you, they make such a massive detailed like story-driven game with all these side quests,
right.
you're going to encounter so many problems. That game should have taken them 15 years to make.
What but was instead, it, eight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the, but instead they hyped it
Here,
up
I gotta pee real quick.
For 5 years. And they had to release it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
they were under so much pressure to just... Because people kept hyping it up so fucking much, man. Yeah, I can't wait to see where this game goes.
Yeah.
There's... I'm seeing, I think, for me personally, I think I'm seeing like 2 to 3 years of extra development on it.
Because
I think The Witcher did the same thing where they kept releasing like these massive DLCs to go along with it.
Right.
So yeah, I'm just waiting for them to like really flesh it out. Because I mean, I remember when I was showing my friend last night, I was showing all these crazy buildings. He was like, oh, can you go in all those and like check them out? And I'm like, no.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
But like the thing is, there's still so much to do. Outside of these buildings, like you can go fight people, you can go
Absolutely.
Like run up all these alleyways and these stairs, and there's so many levels to like the city itself.
Yeah,
that it almost is it keeps you occupied for so long that like later in the next couple of years they will expand them and you can get into these buildings
right.
and just explore.
Dude, I fucking at one point, and this is I love this about this game. I fell off a bridge or whatever, you know, like I'm yeah. like on in a car on my bike or whatever. And I had to swim to the shore. So I swim to the shore
yeah.
and there's like a body there. And then you read the little cell phone or whatever the hell they've got where you can read the messages, you know, that
yeah.
comes up a lot. And you're like reading this conversation that she had with the person that killed her. And now there's just like, this whole nother element to this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
which was
cool.
sick. It's just
I had
this
no
body,
idea. You
just
go in the water.
Body on the side. And like, it's like a dirty little shore, like a little shanty town, a bunch of homeless, this and that.
That's crazy.
And it was like, that just randomly happened. Yeah. I love that. I love when the world can get deep like that.
Yeah.
And I know there is a lot of, one of the complaints is there's a lot of recycled things in the game, you know, like, jackets that are in everyone's closet, papers that are on everyone's table.
Oh, that doesn't bother me that much.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But like, you know, your hardcore heads are going to be like, oh, well, that's just the same. It's rinse and
yeah.
recycle and repeat, blah, blah, blah,
See,
blah.
And that's just unreasonable expectations that people have set.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, everything's going to be
For
so
For a world
unique.
This massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you expect that much from a company that
right.
is...
Well, that's like what you were saying.
Yeah.
15 years.
Yeah.
You got to put... over a decade's
yeah.
worth of work into that.
If you like when they were I remember when they announced this like what 5-6 years ago
mm-hmm.
I was like
that's gonna be fun.
I was like from the people that made Witcher 3
it's gonna
a
be
futuristic
dope.
World that's gonna be fucking crazy.
Right, right.
So like they already set the expectation
mm-hmm.
even for like and that's what's crazy is like they made the Witcher series and then they're making a futuristic game and everyone is immediately like,
yeah,
it's going to be so detailed and incredible. And it's like,
it is.
Yeah. And you're kind of, no matter what you do, you're going to set yourself up for some kind of failure and disappointment. With
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
Because people are just going to want people idealize these like they put this shit on a pedestal so far.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they go to the limits of their imagination without understanding the work that it takes to make that happen.
Yeah.
Like the countless hours, days, weeks, months, years of tedium just to make this your personalized experience.
And the sacrifices that these workers make to be away from their families.
Absolutely.
And away from what they also want to do with their lives, their hobbies.
They're game devs. Like, they're not. Yeah, they don't have families. They're just nerds.
A lot of them do, though.
Nah. Oh. They're all just sitting in their basements, jerking off. Writing their incel manifestos.
Game devs make so much money.
It was a joke. But no, it's not. Incel. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of incels.
All right, bro.
A lot of incels, bro.
For sure, bro. We have so much sex, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Shit. Game devs. Let's go, dude. Let's go, dad. No, but I understand it. It's like anything. You want what you want out of it, and it can't always be that. But the only thing that I have a problem with, the whole thing, because the story's cool. The fact that there's so much variability in it is cool. The fact that they didn't plan on PS4 and Xbox One. But they got PS4 right out of the way.
Yeah.
Which
is pretty clutch.
That is clutch for everyone with a PS4.
But you're kind of like antagonizing and polarizing the Xbox people. You're like pushing them away.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't care.
Like, fuck you, Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
You would think Bill's trying to get a vaccine for everything. He'd fucking find a way to get us a vaccine for the goddamn cyberpunk. Mother.
But
also, interesting, you get all these like bugs and shit in the game.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of interesting that it would just be like, when I'm playing it, I'm like, oh, is this like a cutscene? I'm like, no, I'm just getting booted. Like,
yeah.
This has nothing to do with
That's
it.
Funny.
You know? Like, now the game's just bugging out.
I personally love the world building, the visuals, the characters.
Cool. Characters are great.
Everything about it.
The NPCs are cool.
Yeah.
Just wandering around. There isn't like a ton of variability in their actions, which is another little critique that, you know, severe heads will have. But I don't care because like what I fixate on in those games is what I want to do. And I don't want to just stare at an NPC for half an hour and make sure that it does something that adds to the world.
Yeah. To me, like those kind of expectations kind of speak to the idea that these people don't enjoy being on Earth. They want to be transported fully
into this different world. That's the immersion versus the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like these are the people that are with me ready to get jacked into that Matrix chair. Yeah.
Yeah, but they want it now.
And it's not happening.
Cyberpunk's going to be the thing. I'm just going to want to live there. I'm going to have my own career. I'm going to make money. I'm going to like just live life as a different person in a futuristic world. You know, like that's
what these
people want.
I'm going to make my dick huge.
Yeah. Like I always go back to that Rick and Morty bit in one of their episodes where Morty plays through an entire life of a person in like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then Rick's like, oh, I mean, you kind of fucked up in year 53 there. I wouldn't have gone for that investment, to be honest. And it's like, that's what people want.
Right,
they don't want their lives. They want a life they can do whatever in.
Like well,
in
and game, like in you don't have, world. Yeah, because most people, we don't have power in our lives.
Yeah.
But in these worlds, you are not only just the star, but like you can actually affect change.
That's a great point. That's a really, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Like, because
you're not the hero in the real world. We're all the star of our own movie, but that's just because we're stuck with ourselves.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like a lot of people, like the everyday man, like they feel stuck in their own, like
you got stuck
in the structure of society and like the things they have to do.
You're just
a
cog.
Like, you have to go to college. You have to get a job. You have to get a family. And it's like,
if you do everything right, you still just you work till you're 65. They give you a gold watch, tell you like thanks for your hard work. You go the fuck home, and then you just die.
Yeah,
like where in these worlds, you can literally, you're not only are you the star, but like you can fucking change everything.
Yeah,
and you're the hero at the end of the day. Exactly,
you are the main person.
Everyone
wants to talk to you.
Everyone's talking to you.
Yeah,
everything happens around your actions.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think the escapism for the everyday human being. You know, that's what's so important. But also, video game, we're not in the Matrix yet.
Exactly.
Even when we get to the Matrix, there was only one Neo. You're probably not that guy.
Yeah.
Fucking enjoy the game.
Yeah.
Go to the movies, sit there and be quiet, enjoy it. Nobody cares.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So but enjoy your, just try and enjoy it.
Even with movies, a lot of the times people will insert themselves into the main character. That's absolutely why blockbuster movies are so popular, is because the main character is so, like, they start out and they're like the average person.
And then they overcome
this, like, huge great hero that everyone can relate to, and they want to be that,
and
so
then they
badly
run into a little bit of trouble, but then they bounce back.
Yeah, like the adversity, fuck adversity. I'll plow right through that shit and be the best
take
person
me
ever
straight to the third act.
Yeah. And people, that's a great, I think people crave that so hard that, like, they want to leave their life and have a whole other life,
right,
in a different world,
right.
And
I'm saying, Cyberpunk, you're going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to wait a couple months.
You're going to have to wait maybe a couple decades.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, with Cyberpunk, are there flaws? 1,000,000,000%.
Oh, so many
1,000,000,000%.
Yes.
Am I enjoying, like, just slowly grinding through the story and, like, because I'm like, I'm a picker in all these games. Like, I just want to, like, touch everything, and I want to read all the stuff and just get, you know, like, fully immersed in it. Mm-hmm. Am I enjoying it? Absolutely. Just fucking take a breath.
Yeah.
Breathe. I'm not going to fucking ask for a refund. What are you, digital Karens,
like,
out there?
It's not going
to
get worse.
You're just trying to talk to the manager?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You already got the piece of shit.
Yeah.
Just wait until they polish it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait until my experience with it right now is just completely unrecognizable.
Yeah.
With what's coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dude, like, you can't even put the two next to each other.
Dude, that's exactly what happened to my friend. He was playing on PS4 and then they patched it and he was just wowed by everything.
Right.
He was like, I could read that ad. Do you have any idea? I could not read any ads in this game. And I was like, man, I didn't even realize, like, I could read every ad. I didn't even know that it was that bad for console players. Like, to be able to just have that, like, wow moment, actually.
Right.
Because for me, I was like, I booted it up and I was like, yeah, it works. Like, I was like, yeah, it's good. It's going
here
great.
We go. Oh, this is great. I'm having a great time.
But my friend who was on PS4, like, when they patched it, he was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he finally saw, like, the potential there.
Right.
Like, he started to just get really frustrated.
And see, I don't even know, because I get so fixated on the story, on the gameplay, like the mechanics and everything, that I might not notice, you know, like a little piece of graffiti that looks pixelated or an ad that I can't read.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff, it's not completely, like, it's not missed for me, you know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily care.
Yeah.
All I care about is when I drive through the big city, do I feel small? When I'm in the moment or the mission, do I feel tension? Mm-hmm. Do I feel like, is the story pulling me in? Like, is there gravity? Is there weight to this moment?
Yeah.
That's all I really care about, you know? And when I fight people, do I fuck them up or do they fuck me up? And when they do fuck me up, do I feel like I could get back? Do I feel, you know,
like was it your fault or the game's
fault? Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, the character building, like, is there a way I can, because it's an RPG, like, I could always level something up. I could come back. I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's all I really care about. And I think it's succeeded in all of those aspects for me.
I agree. I
can't wait for the performance, the overall gameplay performance to catch up.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not going to freak out and, like, start shitting on this game, because I think it's a good product. I do really think they kind of shit the bed on not making sure that 4 and Xbox One were, you know, taken care of.
Yeah. And I'd even say, like, to reviews that you watch, like from IGN. Like IGN made a review on the console version. They're like, they gave it a 4.
Yeah.
They're like, don't play this on console. Mm-hmm. It's shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and I almost like, I'll even watch reviewers I respect and they're like, yeah, it's super buggy and the gameplay's clunky. And I wouldn't, if you're delving into the reviews too much, I would say don't take them too seriously because the game is not done.
Mm.
It's not finished.
Right.
It's going to get finished.
Right.
It's going to get better, more expanded.
It's only
going to
get better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's not going to get worse.
So like I'd say at least a year in, we will see a more complete, polished game.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is, we're basically playing a beta right now. A beta version of a game
a powerful beta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A really good beta.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at consoles. Mm-hmm. It's very much in like a beta version.
Right.
Even some like I told you about this, I think. Even some like features of the game, like the call vehicle feature. Like I will call a vehicle in the game, like one of my personal ones.
Mm-hmm.
And even it'll say like this feature in the game is in beta right now. So if it doesn't work, we're sorry. It's just not
done. Which is insane.
So the game is just not done yet.
Yeah.
It's not polished.
Yeah.
So give it time.
I can't wait.
Give it time.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm already enjoying it. I think it's fascinating. I've just, and it's one of those games. I mean, I can't describe how much I love doing this in games, but just going around and collecting things.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking scavenger.
Oh, it's great.
I just, I'm going into everything. I'm trying to like collect as much information about the world as I can. And I think obviously it's CD Projekt Red. That's like what they do.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a Witcher fan, you collect information on the world. That's like what you do to progress and keep getting better shit.
100%.
And like I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Like, but it is buggy as fuck.
Yeah. And the people that are disappointed, it's like, of all of the companies that make games right now, I think CD Projekt Red is a company that genuinely loves making games and playing games.
Making like you can huge worlds.
You can get the sense of that. Like you get a Call of Duty game that you're upset about, that company will be like, wait till the next one then.
Right.
We're making another one in the year.
They're like, we're going to like, we'll throw a couple DLCs.
There's a couple loot boxes.
Yeah. There's a couple of like patches and shit. Yeah. And then, yeah, it's like, but that's like, that's literally just recycling.
Yeah. They're like, next year you'll get a new one. So fuck off.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like when they were making the Modern Warfares or the Call of Duties without, that didn't have, solo missions or whatever. What am I?
Like campaigns. Yeah.
Campaigns. Yeah. It's like, what is happening right now? Yeah. That's the only thing I even play these things for.
Exactly.
Cool ass storylines. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Modern Warfare 2, I've never played any game campaign from Call of Duty,
right?
But I've always heard about how good the Modern Warfare 2 campaign is,
yeah,
and just how like visceral and like blockbuster action, Hans Zimmer score,
yeah,
like
dope as fuck,
cinematic shit,
yeah.
And now they're like, just every year they're just like, all right, we'll just make the same shit over and over again.
Now you can get different skins on the same guns. We've been fucking, you know,
yeah, which is like some CS:GO shit. Like,
that's some pay to win bullshit on your phone.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Give me drama. That's all I want.
Well,
I want, this is the game that I want. And now we're off Cyberpunk. I'm sorry. But the game I want a Call of Duty campaign where it's just exploring conspiracy theories. The JFK assassination. Like, Area 51, like, you know what I mean? Like, they find a way to like toy around,
have these open-ended questions
exactly
in their history,
and they just play through all these, you know, like past and present events, but like they're based around, you know, all of the conspiracy theories that are super popular.
Yeah,
you can take that one, guys.
Yeah,
like run with that shit, because the Q community pumped.
Like, pumped. I fucking hate Call of Duty games because they don't try. They're doing the bare minimum. Like, they showed Ronald Reagan for their Cold War game, and everyone was like, I'm going to talk to Ronald Reagan. It's like, that's the bare minimum. Like, they're not exploring anything interesting.
Right.
It's the Cold War, and you get to fight Russians.
And did they do Castro in one of them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've done the Cold War a handful of times.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
Black Ops is like, started with Cold War,
us against Russia. Yeah, definitely.
And I think Call of Duty sucks. I've got to be honest. Like, they don't explore anything interesting.
Damn.
Modern Warfare 2.
Kyle just lost his Twitch
Modern
manager.
Warfare 2 explored war crimes. Didn't it? Like that's the sense I got from like the story.
Oh
that
yeah,
I've seen.
Absolutely.
Like, it explores that. Because
you go to like, is that wait? Which one's Modern Warfare 2? Is that the one where you go to like Cambodia and shit?
All I know is that there's like a snow mountain section where you're on a snowmobile. There's a section where you're like mowing down people in an airport.
Oh yeah. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I know there's one where is it Noriega? There's one where you like see Noriega.
Hmm.
Either way, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And people were like, it was kind of controversial. Yeah.
Like it's taking risks.
Right.
And now they're just like,
right.
Cold War. You get to talk to Ronald Reagan.
Who doesn't want to talk to Ronnie?
Drive on a bike and jump on an airplane.
Have you ever seen Ronnie's old film reels?
No.
There's
I
like,
don't want
there's
to.
A lot of images of him slapping ladies in movies. Yeah, but do you remember there's a
Am
point
I
in time
surprised?
Where there's a
no.
point in time that was okay, so no one cared.
Yeah, but
I
like
mean, Burt Reynolds punches abroad in The Longest Yard, he just gives her one.
But do you get the
it
sense
might be
that
open-handed.
Burt, do you get the sense that Burt Reynolds got a boner from hitting a woman? Probably not.
No, but I don't think
but
he was
Ronald
like
Reagan,
that was a bad idea.
Yeah,
he's just like that was a thing that
but
I do.
But I bet you Ronald Reagan looked kind of happy to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Afterwards, he was like, oh, I'm going to make sure, even with dementia, I'm going to remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, they were film slaps. He kind of, you could tell that he missed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a
but
pussy.
Let's get back to some Christmas cheer.
Ah,
yeah.
Yes.
What, do you, what would you like for Christmas? Like, if you could get one thing, what would you like to get?
An Audi R8.
Fuck yeah.
That's basically it. Dobrik, I know you're a fan. Please.
No, Dobrik's a fan of Teslas.
No, he's a fan of ours.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
would.
Yeah.
Davey.
Speaking of David Dobrik, come on
come
in.
Come on in. Oh, my God. You're not going to believe
oh, God,
this.
God.
You're not
going
to believe this. Come on in. He's too busy throwing dodgeballs at people right now.
Oh, the fucking God. Wall.
It's like, that'd be hilarious. Hey, what's up, guys? Heard you guys. I'm going to make your Christmas wishes come true. That would be amazing. Please, Davey.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that like YouTubers are basically the only people we can look to now to save us from this hellscape? You need David Dobrik to show up and pay your rent because the government isn't going to help you. It's fucking crazy, dude.
But YouTube's just like shelling out some money, dude.
You get rent and you get to stay in your house and you get to stay in your house and you get to stay in your house and the government's like, our hands are tied. Pentagon.
Sorry guys, we
Pentagon took the budget.
All
right,
know,
this isn't Christmas
shit.
Cheer.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
isn't Christmas,
Christmas cheer.
Cheer
of us.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say Jeff Bezos is the new Santa Claus, but
pretty much.
Yeah.
But he's
sending out the elves.
Santa. Yeah.
Yeah. No, if I mean honestly, if I was being completely honest, the one Christmas miracle, Audi R8. That'd be dope. But all I want for Christmas, honestly, to just be able to go outside and walk around in the year 2020.
Yeah.
Or 2021.
Yeah.
Like that's all I care about. I would like maybe a watch. Maybe a movement watch would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's reasonable.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe some Jordans. Some new J's. Ooh, I like those Jordan. I think they're the 11. Or maybe the 4s. They might be the 4s. The tie-dye guys, the golf shoes. Those are
oh,
sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those.
Nice.
But man, I don't care about getting things.
Yeah.
I feel like once you get to a certain age, you're like,
yeah, give you get me
I'll
something
just
that's
buy,
cool.
I'll just buy it for myself, you know?
Like, I would
what
rather
if you
just
surprise
get
me with some shit. 100%.
And then I could spend it on something later.
Absolutely.
Or for rent.
Always important.
Yeah.
So important.
That's what I asked for last year too. I was like, I just need money.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and Dad, I need money.
Mm-hmm.
Just send it to me. They're like, okay.
I just say, whatever you are about to spend on bullshit t-shirts and socks that I'll never... Well, the socks, I like socks.
I love socks.
I like socks.
God, they're great.
Socks are clutch.
Socks are the
when
best.
When you're a kid and you get socks and underwear, you're like, ugh.
Like, I want those red panda socks that you had for the stream.
Maybe you got some coming for
God,
Christmas.
No.
Just saying.
They're dope, though.
Love my favorite animal. Pants. My favorite animal.
Me too.
Socks
I had no
and
idea.
Underwear, all of the practical gifts back in the day when you're a kid, Those fucking suck.
Yeah, I wanted a Wii, dude.
Yeah.
I wanted some fucking video games.
Undershirts?
Yeah.
Fuck wears an undershirt.
Fuck that
guy.
I want Lego sets.
I want Legos.
Fucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
I want Play-Doh. I'm hungry. I got to eat something. Just eating Play-Doh, smelling it. I love the smell of Play-Doh. I still do.
I love the smell of Play-Doh.
I still love the smell
it
of Play-Doh.
Delicious.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
And it looks delicious.
Yeah.
But it doesn't taste delicious. It's not my favorite.
I wouldn't
taste.
Say look delicious.
Nah, it looks delicious.
But if you build it into a little burger, you'd be like, oh.
Now we're talking.
It's a
yeah.
tasty
and then you taste it and
burger.
It's just this salty mess. And you're like, ugh. It's just like, blah. Salt and chemicals and nonsense. You can't put that in your mouth. And you just keep chewing. It's
Dude,
in your teeth. You look like an
at
asshole.
At least you haven't eaten a Tide Pod.
I would never.
Those look tasty as fuck.
Well, I don't know about you, but like as a kid, if I said something or like mouthed off, you get soap in your mouth.
Yeah, but that's so.
But what I'm saying is
yeah.
that's a complete aversion. Like I'm like,
yeah.
I have no desire to do
I
that
ever
again.
I never got soap
again.
In my mouth.
I mean, you can tell by the crassness of my, you know, nature. I got some soap. Got a little bit of soap.
Yeah, but your mouth is no cleaner, my dude. No cleaner.
Well, there was, you know, what you're doing as you're grounded and you have soap in your mouth or you're punished and blah, blah, blah. You're like, when I'm older,
thinking of,
I'm going to fucking say fucking shit and piss. I'm going to scream it off the top of a mountain. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, the second these momos aren't around me, I'm going to fucking run off at the mouth. Oh, I can't wait to grow up. And then you grow up and you're like, yeah, I got a potty mouth. And
yeah.
It's never gonna
escape
get
me
a
at
job.
All.
Yeah.
Like fuck is just in my lexicon.
I'm just like, I don't have face tattoos.
You
Honestly.
Don't want face tattoos?
Huh?
You don't want face tattoos?
Hell
Come
no.
On, bro.
I'm so glad that didn't happen during my generation.
I wish I got tats. I mean,
you could still get a tattoo.
No, I mean, like when I was like 15,
oh.
I wish I just rebelled and I was like, you know what, mom? Getting a tattoo.
You get Flipendo put on your chest.
I get like a Super Smash Bros. Like Pikachu, like fucking Thunderbolt on my chest.
It's like you've got like these hard, I mean, they're in places where it's supposed to be hardcore, but they're just like such. Yeah.
Like
nerdy.
I get like the Smash Bros. Symbol just massive on my chest.
Smash
just like,
life.
It's like,
yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Dude.
I love the idea of Flipendo in Gothic.
Yes.
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 That would be dope.
Yes.
Also a throwback to
the live stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flipendo.
Hey, also the live stream, we had so many great questions that night.
Yes.
God, it was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I was so happy to see like all these people like ask us some interesting questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
we
awesome.
Want to be engaged.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
Great.
Yeah. All right.
I guess
well,
that's it.
We just worked ourselves up into a frenzy.
That was great. Yeah, I had a great time.
Always a blast. Yeah, look out for more live streams.
Look out for more
Merry
live streams.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
We hope you
Happy
have
Kwanzaa.
A, yeah.
Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa. Whatever you're doing, even if you don't celebrate fucking anything.
Yeah.
Just, hey.
We hope your holidays go extremely well.
Yeah.
And they're safe.
Happy
and
Christmas, Ari.
And you're all negative as fuck.
Stay negative.
Stay negative.
HIV. COVID. Herpes.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
But yeah, stay negative. But mentally, stay positive.
Stay positive. Yes. Push. Believe.
Fuck you, Brandon.
Fuck you. Brandon. And not Beswick. But the other Brandon.
Next episode I want to talk about. We're gonna talk about this, but we're gonna talk about workflow. I've been very lax with the content I've been putting out for this thing.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
No.
A lot of energy was spent on that live stream, making it good as possible.
Yep, yep.
And we're gonna have more and they're gonna be better. I'm gonna kick your ass in 2K live for people to see.
Never gonna happen.
Can't wait for Mario Golf when that shit is gonna be lit. I'm gonna be kicking your ass in that too.
Woo!
A lot of shit happening. We're gonna be talking about our goals for next year in the next episode.
Yep.
check out, watch out for that.
Yep. Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Yes, absolutely.
Cheer take care all
of your,
around.
Take care of yourself and your peeps and just, yeah, we can't wait to see you the next time.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Cal, as always, a pleasure.
A pleasure.
MJ Bragg 1200 across all social media.
Cal Parsons 3 on Instagram. Fish Burrito Pod on Instagram. We
Fish
were
Fish Burrito Central on Twitch.
It's Fish Burrito Central on Twitch.
Come on, baby.
It's gonna happen. Look out for my Twitch too. You're gonna be twitching maybe.
Yes.
Possibly.
Yes.
We're gonna be doing all kinds of shit.
We're gonna
look out for
our
TikTok too. Guys, we're gonna have a TikTok. It's gonna blow the fuck up.
Oh, we got dances coming, baby.
Oh yeah, we got all the dances coming.
All right,
yeah,
we love you guys and thank you so much. And take care of yourselves. Kisses, bitches!
Thank God. I thought we were gonna run out of fucking what is that for a second?
You looked at me, I was like, what am I supposed to say right now?
I was like,
I haven't said it in a while. I was like, oh yeah.
Some people think. It's like